This was submitted by Scott Boykin.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we'll be busting out more than just khaki cargo shorts and tropical shirts. That's it. That's the intro.
Yeah, okay. That's it. That's it. That's the list. Just khaki cargo shorts is hard to say.
All right. We are back in the pool house.
Yes, we are.
I love saying that.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
It's great.
Good feeling.
And you're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. Mm-hmm. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Greg Wilson. And we've gone co-ed, haven't we, here?
Yeah, we have. The wives have filtered down.
The wives have joined.
From the main estate house.
Yes. So that's lovely. Mm-hmm. But one of the things we have to do here is review a beer that we're all tasting right now, right?
Our friend Jesse Jackson from Texas.
Dallas, yep.
Mm-hmm, sent us, what is it, Greg?
What is this one?
Dragon's Milk, I believe.
Picking it up right now. Mm-hmm. We have the New Holland Brewing Dragon's Milk Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout.
Okay, you've had a little bit, Jim. We have a little
I haven't
pour.
Tried it yet.
Yeah.
We so have we're all going to try it and then review it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you the label on it.
Okay.
And then we'll, you know, compare and contrast here. Okay. Rich, roasty, and creamy,
mm-hmm.
with heavy notes of vanilla,
mm-hmm.
just enough familiar warmth from oak barrels, reminds us that all of life's events, big or small, are worth celebrating.
Wow.
Pairings.
Whoa.
Sorry about that. Pairings. Red meat, smoked foods, okay. Balsamic, rich cheese, and dark chocolate.
I could see a dark cheese.
Really? That's your comment. Okay. So, Greg, you work in the PR industry.
I do.
Is that the kind of copy you would write?
I'm not a fluff guy.
I didn't think so.
And there's a fair amount of fluff in here.
That's right.
I'd sum this up in three words.
Okay.
Bourbon, coffee, maple syrup.
There you go.
Which is four words. Mm-hmm. But three flavors.
I'm getting a little more coffee than they sort of said on the label. You know, I know they said a little vanilla, but I'm getting a little coffee notes here, and it's tasty. It's
I not like some, it a lot.
It's really good. Yeah,
I like it a lot. It though it seems to me one of those beers that, you kind of need to drink the whole thing. Like it's going to get better as you go.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Your palate
has to adjust
right.
to it.
It will adjust to it. And I'm not sure if it would be, you know, my first choice on a next to a poolside or something like that. At, you know. In the afternoon. But it's definitely a great warm-up kind of beer. It's very, yeah.
So if you were going to have this in the summer, because we have the summer theme mm-hmm. going on, this would be more like the evening time, sitting around, you know, outside, maybe with a fire pit kind
no,
of thing,
I would
kind
say of, no. more 8, 9 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
You know, kind of warm-up. Something like that, yeah.
With a s'more, it wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be bad, yeah.
I'm thinking about like roasting up a s'more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Omelet or a s'more.
Yeah, one of those two.
Or a podcast.
That's right.
Paired with any of those things.
So what I'm going to do, if my microphone cord will allow me.
Going on location.
I'm going to try to pour a beer from this tap.
Yeah, you're going to give yourself a little.
I can do it?
This might be our first live tap pouring.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll get any sound from this, but we're going to give it a try.
Let's give it a try. Terrapin IPA, folks. Well, the video will be good.
I don't know if you could hear any of that at all.
That's right.
But
the video, I think, will be good.
Not as good as when we open the cans
on
mic, right?
No, when we opened the Dragon's Milk. That was fantastic.
All right. So it's Wednesday.
We've been
staying here at Greg's house all week.
It's
a
lovely,
lovely home.
Mm-hmm. I haven't sobered up since Memorial Day.
I don't ever want to leave.
Yeah.
And we're talking about summer music. It's Summer Music Week on Rock in the Suburbs.
Yes.
And Patrick, I think you were going to kick us off today.
I'm going to kick us off, Jim, and I want to pick up on something that Greg was talking about yesterday when he was discussing Red Barchetta by Rush, and we were sort of talking about that moment when you you know, get in your car with the friends and you just want to kind of drive around on a summer night.
Right.
This song that I want to play here really reminds me of just driving around in the summertime when you, man, just start feeling that warm weather, you know. The winter, the spring is kind of behind you. You know it's not going to be cold. You've got a couple of months of warm weather to look forward to, some sunshine. And this is just one of those songs that you get a great vibe off of. It just makes you feel good and really makes you embrace the coming warmth and summertime where you don't really worry about the cold weather anymore. Roll the windows down, elbows in the breeze, kind of summertime driving around song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whitney,
light upon the lake, no matter where you go is the song.
That's one of my favorite records of the last several years.
Yeah, it's a great record.
It's so good, and it makes you feel so good, and it's actually perfect. We're heading into summer, folks. If you don't know Whitney, listen to Light Upon the Lake.
Yeah.
Have it on repeat all summer long. You won't be disappointed.
No, it's a great record. Yeah, it really makes you feel happy, and... Man, some great songwriting, too.
Love it.
Yeah.
What a great pick.
Thank you very much. I enjoy that song a lot.
Okay.
I liked it, too. And it's the first time I've heard it. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of, like, gospel harmony element to it.
Exactly.
As an outsider.
Yep.
I'm just going to call it from the outside. There's a little bit of, I don't know, like a 60s sort of a vibe.
I think so. Or almost like maybe a 70s kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I think
like,
you're right.
Like Mamas and the Papas or
late
something 60s, like that.
60s, early 70s.
Yeah, I think Mama Cass.
That nails it right.
You can sort of picture somebody driving around like in a T-top car listening to this music, right?
Yeah. And I was lucky enough to see Whitney last year with our good friend Mike Snyder. And the drummer, Greg, in this band is the singer. Not normally something I really like, but you're right. The harmonies were the most impressive part of that show when the drummer and the other guys were really harmonizing. It was really, when that came together, that really made it.
Well, it was a little breezy, and I can't imagine a drummer singing a breezy vocal,
what kind
of
blew
keeping
me away.
The backbeat.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, because if you think about who, like Phil Collins?
Yes.
Phil Collins was singing with boom, da boom.
That's
boom.
Right.
I mean, he's there. But this was like, hey,
exactly.
Summer.
And that's a hard thing to do. You're exactly right. Because you have to both keep the beat, the rhythm, and sing this kind of like floating melody,
right?
That's really hard.
Exactly right. Exactly.
That's also why bass players oftentimes aren't singers, too, because of the same kind of deal.
Yeah.
You're sort of keeping the beat.
You're worried about locking the rhythm in.
That's right.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So actually, kind of going along with this song a little bit in sort of that kind of lo-fi indie kind of thing, I'm going to bring us down a little bit.
Okay.
So summer, we often think of, as Greg said, sort of the breezy, bouncy kind of stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, there are many emotions that can happen in summer. It's not that different from any other season in that way.
No.
And I discovered this current indie band pretty recently, and I'm just kind of really... in love with them right now. They're called Advanced Bass, and this is a song called Summer Music. Kitchen boombox, right? And you can imagine he's probably living in an old house like a screen door.
Yeah, kind of thing, right? You can cry in the summer and the winter.
It's kind of a sad song, right? She left with my happiness,
that's
right? But
right.
There's a part earlier where it talks about like 70 and hazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a, so it sort of sets the mood for the summer. It's, mm-hmm. it's actually, in some ways, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Thunder Road.
Oh, interesting.
You know, in terms mm-hmm. of sort of the sentiment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But that is, the band is called Advanced Bass, but it's really the work of Owen Ashworth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out of Chicago. And he does these very lo-fi recordings. He basically writes stuff on like Casio and like, well, you know, drum machine kind of stuff, right?
I was going to say, I don't know the band, and thank you for exposing me to it and our listeners. But looking here on the internet, I see he used to be in a band or used to have a project that I thought was one of the most greatest name projects of all time. Casio Tone for the Painfully Alone, right? That was a name I knew, and I heard a little bit of their stuff. But man, that was really nice.
Thank I just you, discovered Advanced Bass within the last few months. It's
really
one
nice.
Of those deals where it shows up on your Spotify and like
yeah.
your discovery playlist or whatever. It was like one of those things.
Because
like, it's kind of based on like stuff you
recommended.
Listen to and like. And
yeah.
so it gives you more stuff. And I was like, I'm really in love with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a very strong songwriter in terms of like setting tone and emotion.
Yeah. yeah.
And I like just that really kind of lo-fi nature of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, you picture a guy
really
who's just
nice.
Kind of putting it all out there. Just on his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought his voice when he first kicked in, because again, this is a song I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an instrumental for quite a few measures.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm thinking to myself, what's coming next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then his voice came in and there was a little bit of synthesizer to his voice, a little bit of distortion or whatever it was. It was not what I expected, but I thought it was right on point.
Yeah.
I mean, it just went with, and I'm glad you said that seemed like a, in my mind, it was very simple,
yeah.
like a Casio. Like, we all have a friend that used to try to play like this.
Right.
You know, on Friends, Ross did this kind of music, right? You know, bringing pop culture into this thing.
Yeah.
But it was still sophisticated,
mm-hmm.
but it was basic and elemental.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this voice comes in. You're like, and I'm a visual person, which is very interesting. I enjoy music, but I'm watching a movie when
yeah,
all of this is happening.
Well said. Yeah.
And I'm trying to say to myself, what's this guy look like?
Yeah.
And where is his voice coming from? And what's his inspiration? Sitting behind that Casio
That's
keyboard.
Right. And it just kind of unspooled. Very
and
nice.
It kind of yeah. just, it was a good jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see why it's a good summer jam.
It does have kind of a cinematic quality to it, too. You could
yeah.
you could imagine that
well
being
said.
Like a
well said.
Like on a soundtrack or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because it evokes a real sort of mood to it.
Right.
One last thing I'll say about Advanced Bass
Advanced and Bass.
Owen Ashworth is that... the other thing I was very happy to discover when I discovered this band was that they have a live album called In Bloomington.
Oh, really?
Which was recorded in my
yeah,
old college stomping grounds
right.
of Bloomington, Indiana.
That's very
so that
cool.
was great, too.
Yeah.
And I now have many of these releases on cassette.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. They got a bunch.
Yeah.
Which is great.
All right. All right. So we're going to take
you,
a little break here, and then somebody's okay. going to get us, you know, back up to like happy
yeah,
times, right?
I think Greg's going to roll us out of here today.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Jim, I have some really good news.
What is it?
My subscription started to Rockin' the Suburbs today. So
oh.
this morning, I woke up, I walked outside to get my newspaper, and right there next to it was my Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, that's great. So somebody brought it right to you. It came to you
yep.
because you subscribed.
Yeah, it was great. So when you subscribe, you don't have to do anything. It comes to you. So if we put out a new episode, it just shows up.
Like one of those boxes of food that people get delivered
yeah,
to their house
right.
or like a bottle of milk,
yes.
right?
Set it and forget it.
Okay. So how would somebody do that?
Well, what I would recommend, Jim, is go to iTunes. And there's a little purple app on your phone you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And you can search Rockin' the Suburbs. Just hit the big subscribe button that comes up. Or you can go to iTunes on your... you know, manual home computer, type it into the database, put it through the mainframe, and it'll give you a big subscribe button. You just click that.
So unfortunately, one thing I don't think you can do mm-hmm. is just open up the window and yell.
No,
I
not for this one.
I don't think that'll do it.
It's going to take a little more
so
effort.
So don't do that. Go do like Patrick said. Go on your phone, on the app, or go to your computer, and please, it would really help us out. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs. You will not regret it. It'll come right to you. All right, we're back in the pool house.
Mm-hmm. We are. It's nice.
It's It's so nice.
Yeah, it's really good. We've sort of, I think, finished off the Dragon's Milk here for more, for the most part.
No, we have more.
A little bit more? Okay, I'll take a little bit more of that.
That's your cup of tea.
Yeah, thank you. I'll help out with that. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We're kind of hitting this mellow period. We need to get back up, right? Mm-hmm. We need to get going.
We do, and we're out here in the suburbs, but I think what you've got to talk about, Greg, may touch on the city and the suburbs, right?
Yeah, so I lived in the suburbs of New York City, but we got all of our radio and all of our television from New York, New York.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I remember back in the day that, you know, once spring came around, there were a lot of kids that lived, you know, their whole life in the city, in the inner city, didn't have the opportunity to get out into the quote-unquote country, to get out of the asphalt jungle.
Right.
And the most important thing is, you know, the visual was these kids that would be around a fire hydrant, right?
Yeah.
And the fire department would come out, it'd be 96 degrees, you're in the, you know, the heart of the city, and they were trying to find a place for these kids to go for the summer. And then this song would come on, and it just set the stage for that hot, hazy summer day like no other.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
What a great pick.
Oh my God. It's an amazing pick. That song.
The Lovin' Spoonful.
Man, the Lovin' Spoonful, Summer in the City, obviously when that song packs that much into 2 minutes and 30 some seconds, right? Compact. It, you know, just as Greg was saying, it evokes about 5 to 6 different moods, right? Because you got when the night falls, right? And you got the daytime, you got the stifling heat of the city, then you got the nighttime, and everything gets breezy and cool, and you cool off, and, you know, just an amazing song.
Well, that's what I love about that song is, you know, it's summer in the city, and the music, the way it's composed, really evokes the city, right? So many of these other summer songs we're talking about have that kind of breezy, airy feel and everything. Mm-hmm. This has like an urgency to it, right?
It really does.
You know, you feel that heat coming off the pavement, right?
And I think, you know, that that break when that little keyboard figure comes back in is one of the most iconic moments in rock and roll, right? Like, dan, 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 like totally incredible. Released, interestingly enough, right in the middle of the summer, July 4th, 1966. So
what does Greg have to say about this?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an urban song.
Yeah, yes. I would say so.
I mean, I'm a pretty white dude. I'm as white as it gets.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
I appreciate that. But what I would say is, you know, watching this on TV, it's amongst the exposure that you used to get. You would watch and say, Dad, I don't live this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, they put it in a commercial for a reason, because they wanted people like me to say, Dad, we should help some of these kids to come up to, you know, the suburbs for part of the summer. And, you know, I lifeguarded in the summer. We would have lots of kids that would come up from New York to do this sort of thing. And it made me feel good about that. Yeah. And it made me feel good about the summer, that it was a time for everyone to blossom. And I just love this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's a really cool personal memory. And, you know, I think the Lovin' Spoonful are one of the most underrated bands, I think, in rock and roll history, because of the way they fuse folk music, they fuse rock music, yet they used unusual instruments. And, you know, kind of like Greg said, they had an impact on a wider spectrum of people than just rock and roll fans, right? And that's not something that everybody can say that, you know, happened when they made rock and roll records, even if they were big hits.
Well, you mentioned like folk and rock, but there was also elements of like soul and R&B in their music too, you know?
Yeah.
That was I think you're right. I think that is an underrated
album. Yeah. And you know, interesting enough, Greg, we did an episode a couple of weeks back on overplayed songs. And again, here's another great song that I've probably heard, gosh, I don't know how many times I've heard it, but it, I do not get tired of it. It's not possible to get tired of it. I was as into it then as I, you know, as I ever been into it.
I don't care if something's overplayed. If it's good, it's good.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
I also want to point out here that they were on the Kama Sutra label.
Yes, that's right. And John Sebastian, the main, you know, the main guy from Love and Spoonful, later went on to write the theme from Welcome Back, Kotter, which
Welcome
was
Back.
A great song, right?
Which I also have as a piano roll there. In my house. So here we go. Back to the player piano.
All right.
All right. That's enough of that.
All right. Well, we're steaming toward the weekend here.
We are. We have one more day of summer music, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
So in order to listen to that, you need to log into your Apple Podcasts or your Audio Boom or your Stitcher or your TuneIn. You can find Rock in the Suburbs there. Or we also want to hear from you what you like about summer music. You can do that by calling our suburban party line, which is 612-440-1984.
Those are our digits.
That's right. Exactly. Put that on your in your contacts.
That's right.
You can email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can visit our website, suburbspod.com, where we have cool writings about the show itself and also just other stuff about music.
Musings.
And then also you can find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at suburbspod. Yep. And also, Dr. Patrick likes to mention that you should listen to the show
every day.
Every day. Great.
Take as prescribed.
Take as prescribed.
Better than an apple.
That's right.
Okay, so thanks very much for listening.
Yep.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Greg Wilson.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
A dark cheese
omelet or a s'more. Yeah.